Don't look now, but we're here again. I'm Bruce Robinson, Jake Bayless, and joining us today, Cheryl Scholar, to talk about the North Bay Voice and what's happening in the latest front. To begin with, we got some press.
We got a lot of press, all in one day. It was great. The Press Democrat picked up our story, so many different facets of it, and put it in the Empire News section today.
Story about KRCB and mentioned the Voice in about the 14th paragraph.
Yeah, but that's okay.
But it's in there.
Soft launch. It was in there. And then the other was the Pacific Sun did an interview, a great piece with Robin Pressman. And it was sort of intertwined with a discussion on the media as well as a discussion about the movie.
The Social Network.
The Social Network.
And the future of radio, which was, you know, yeah, covered a lot of ground in a short article. But
really did.
We were in there. And as I mentioned, Cheryl Scholar, who is KRCB's outreach coordinator and future thinker and many other useful roles, is here to talk with us today, in part, I think, to pose some questions about what we're doing here that hopefully we can answer to her and your satisfaction and maybe even ours.
And we should probably also say to the handful of people who might be listening that this is literally, quite literally, an opportunity for us to have a conversation about stuff that we haven't had a conversation about yet amongst ourselves, between Cheryl and me and Cheryl and you and me. This is something that we don't have many opportunities to do in any other means. So the fact that we're recording this and sharing it, there's a lot of stuff here that we're going to talk about that we haven't touched on yet.
Spontaneous, unrehearsed, and transparent.
And with that, transparent, I'll take, I like that, transparent. So first of all, I just want to thank you, Jake, for inviting me to participate in this conversation, because as you and I spoke the other day, it seems to me as that one of the most obvious conversations to me hasn't taken place, and that is, what is KRCB and the community? What is our relationship? And particularly now, I mean, there definitely is a shift in public media, in how the public uses media, and clearly just how we address the social issues of our time. There's so many social changes, so many things that impact our community. And if public radio and public broadcasting, public media is anything, it's a vehicle for the community to gain information, but maybe more than that. And that question to me is so fundamental, and it's curious. I've been here for, you know, at KRCB for 2.5 years, and initially Nancy wanted me to be here to be the community engagement.
Nancy Dobbs, the CEO of KRCB.
And community engagement is different than outreach. But that conversation has never really occurred. And here we are rolling along with North Bay Voice, and again, it's like, well, wait a minute. What fundamentally, if we are here because of community and we aren't having discussions about that, instead we're talking about a lot of other important things, but it's almost like we've jumped over, and again, to me, and of course this is because it's my passion, mm-hmm, and what I feel like I can bring the most to KRCB as I have in my community. It's like, can we look at the questions, ask the questions about where are we now? What is the crossroads? I kind of like to think of it very big, because if you don't think big, you start getting narrow and you start addressing problems and you get stuck in, oh, we can't do that, we can't. And I really want to come at this from the spirit of possibility.
Well, I think we each have different answers to that question, and maybe as a good starting point, since a good part of your role is to be out there talking to people in various capacities representing KRCB. What's your impression? Answer your own question.
Answer my own question. Well, I think that for me, it's not like a question. It's not at this point where I want to say,
what are your perceptions?
Yeah, I don't want to be asking a question with the idea is that there's an answer that we're going to find. I think that the power of this, the power of this is in the conversation, in asking questions. And I think we need to be asking questions sort of ongoingly, because I think that this, because of the nature of the question, what is community, what is KRCB's function at this point in time, it is going to be evolving, and it involves involves many more voices than just mine, or, you know, this isn't my decision. You know, it isn't mine to say, okay, this is what KRCB's role is. I'm the community engagement director. Let me tell you this. That is not at all how I see this. So I see it as, and one of the things that I've been thinking about is how I can have that conversation with and on North Bay Voice, perhaps, and making that and kind of taking that on, taking that feature on, so that we aren't forgetting that fundamentally this is about community. At the same time, we're sharing information and learning about good journalism and all of that stuff, which is clearly vital.
You know, this really, what you just said touches on something that we just very briefly started to talk about before the mics got turned on here, which is the concept of, you know, we got some good press today, and that good press has a shelf life of 24 hours if it's in the Press Democrat, and 7 days if it's in the Pacific Sun. But the reality is that this is a topic, what the public wants and needs and desires from the media that they go to for their news and their information and their conversation and their education and their connecting with their neighbors and their government, that it's not a topic that fits with a news cycle. It's a living topic. It's something that requires a lot of thought, a lot of processing, a lot of discussion, a lot of open minds and time. And so if we're forced to fit with that news cycle, the traditional news cycle, for this as a really relevant topic to people in our community, we're going to fail. And so I think that that's something that the North Bay Voice should be doing and will be doing, I think. And so as a curator of a topic such as, you know, media in the North Bay in the 21st century, for lack of a better brand to apply to it, a catchy name, that is exactly what we're talking about, because we need feedback, we need participation, and of course we need, you know, the day-to-day operations of everything. But something like that is probably where we're going to have to go, you know. And of course it's probably going to lend itself to having another community meeting and asking some of the, you know, the folks in our community who are academics and leaders and, you know, really opinionated and educated on this kind of thing, to come together and help us figure out what it is they need and do it.
They often use the term stakeholders to describe the participants in a broad conversation like that. And as a public media enterprise, the number and variety of stakeholders that are or stand to be affected or involved with KRCB is enormous. Yeah. And many of them don't know that they're in that role quite yet.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think it's going to be really difficult to throw the doors open and invite all of the stakeholders in, you know, because, of course, on top of not having a megaphone standing at everybody's front door stoop, people aren't sure what to trust in local media. And I think really what we have to do, because there is no alternative, is we have to just go there. We have to start doing it. And I think that that is going to be the thing where people will, you know, this kind of a in-conversation talk is the exact thing that people who want to be involved want to hear us talking about and want to see that it's open and it's transparent and it's participatory, and we want to invite those stakeholders in here to have this discussion as well as something else to help us figure it all out.
Let me ask a question. Do you see North Bay Voice as being a place for collecting those voices that typically aren't heard in our community? Bruce, you said, you know, stakeholders who don't even know they're stakeholders. They're typically outside of they live outside of the mainstream, let's say, and in many respects outside of even when it comes time to make policies and, you know, conversations about health and conversations about food and what you just were talking about, Bruce, earlier. So my question to you is this one of the things that would be important to North Bay Voice is to have this be a place where those stakeholders become identified and, in fact, are heard from?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think the best way to describe sort of what I see as the solution is that nowadays, if you go onto the internet as sort of the path of least resistance to find information, mm-hmm. any information, it's difficult to track down one expert who might be blogging or have a website where they just put their thoughts up about a topic. But certainly, even in the North Bay, there are hundreds, perhaps thousands of individual people who have a website or a blog, or they record, you know, audio bits that they put up there, and they're topical. They're, you know, based on a very specific kind of technology or a medical instrument or early childhood education, whatever that case might be. The conundrum that they're faced with is that they're a little fish in a giant ocean. And what's wrong with that is that they're is the capability for a regional, you know, media entity such as KRCB and Northern California Public Media to amplify them or to at least highlight things that other people should see or should pay closer attention to. It's sort of like, you know, turning on open research and making sure that people can see that there are more voices out there rather than just happen upon them by doing a Google search for something. I think there is the role of media nowadays involves curating information that other people, other experts in their field, other great thinkers and academics, that should be our purpose, I think, with media is to teach people more about what's going on around them. And if there isn't a resource that can find and amplify that kind of information, we're never going to find it. The internet it's like a tree falling in an empty forest with no one around to hear it. And I think that's an early obvious role because nobody's really doing that. You certainly can go to, Google. You can go to Google News as just one example of a news aggregator that algorithmically scours the internet for things that are happening with a geocode or a geographic location. So you can find stuff that's going on around you. But the reality is that that's not a human finding that. That's not a human saying, this is really important. This is a voice about, groundwater from USGS and happens to live here and is somebody who's talking about how important and relevant this is to us. There's no way for Google News to highlight that for us. That's a human. That takes somebody to actually curate that. And so it's about amplifying voices, yes. It's about being apolitical. It's about not having a bias other than letting people, the cream rise to the top. Finding the cream, first of all, finding the good stuff, finding the stuff that people are going to find interesting and enabling it to move up the ladder so that people actually are going to see it and find value in it and recognize that that's a service. That's something that somebody actually has to do. It doesn't just occur.
There's also a level of value judgments that this is not just of interest, but it is worth your attention and it is presented in a way that has some veracity to it, has some interest to it, and perhaps generates some further conversation rather than just being kind of a cul-de-sac of its own.
Right, because when it comes down to it, news and information is about people and is about those kinds of decisions, much as mainstream media, I think, would like us to think otherwise, being fair and balanced or being editorial decision made as objectively as possible. The reality is we all have biases. We all have our subjective view of something, but using the North Bay Voice to sort of highlight the fact that we're human and we have personalities and we have biases and we all think something is, has a different importance than the next person. And that's okay. But, and that's a significantly different thing than professional journalism, which is something else that we want to try and help too. Where we actually seek people who do a balanced report on some topic and receive a paycheck for it, hopefully. And, that's another component of what we need to do. So did that really answer your question?
No. Yes and no. It's just I'm just coming back to so what? I mean, what is all of this about? So it really comes down – for me, fundamentally, it's about – it is about connection. We say telling our stories, connecting our communities. information.
Amplifying our voices.
Yeah. What about connecting our communities? What about that? And I think if we're not asking that question, if that isn't somehow fundamentally there, then what we're doing is solving information problems. We're solving making sure voices are heard. But there's something very – there's like the what for. What is this about? That's such a fundamental question. And maybe it's just me, and that's how I approach what I do.
Well, I think we haven't articulated that, but to me that's kind of the underlying rationale to a lot of what we're doing, the fact that this isn't just random, isolated news, but these are stories of common interest, and that there is a community of concern around some of these issues, whether it is the food forum in Santa Rosa yesterday, whether it is what's going to be happening with the gravel quarries, whether it is the progress that's being made on the railroad startup. There are constituencies of interest for all of these things that are often pretty disparate, and by providing a central locus of information about that, I think that's where the connection of community has an opportunity to really flourish.
I think, yes. And I think the potential here, the possibility, is that North Bay Voice and what KRCB offers is a place where, as a result of all of this, we begin to build connections among ourselves that strengthens our community in the sense of our accountability to each other and to ourselves. And part of that is how we use information, how we relate to each other, how decisions are made. You know, we make assumptions here and then we don't check them out and get ourselves in trouble and start disconnecting from people. People feel left out. So for me, it's, the possibility here is a community that cares about itself.
And we're kind of finally at the point of beginning to move from theory and hypothesis into making it happen. And so, Jake, one of the things we wanted to include today was some early adopter steps for jumping in and being part of it at the very onset here.
Right. Really quickly, the one thing that I want to mention that kind of tacks on to what Cheryl was just talking about is the – what was first taught to me by a gentleman named Terry Garrett, who is, I still believe, the COO at golocal.coop, Sonoma County Go Local. And it's the work of somebody else, and I can't remember the name, but it's the concept of high technology needs to be balanced with high touch, right? That we can't have this fancy content management system technology to solve all of our problems with regards to sharing information and creating community and pulling people together to rally around topics, to find the best solutions, to improve our quality of life. There has to be a balancing face-to-face interaction. And that's another realm that I can't wait for us to get into that might just involve having regular community meetings on topics. Certainly it's something that has been done in recent past on various different topics, and they've been raging successes because people are dying to talk about current events and find the best course of action because there is no way for them to do that. They can, get together with their community and, their nearby neighbors and have neighborhood meetings about issues. They could go to city council and spend 2 or 3 minutes talking about what they think in front of city council. And it just – those are kind of it right now. Of course, there's letters to the editor, and people now, I think, are realizing that they can use citizen journalism to begin to write stories and tell their story and engage people in a topic. But there still is a gaping hole around having community meetings, forums, and discussions. And I think that's another giant role of this project. It has to be taken as a integral component of the North Bay Voice project. It is having people come and talk and meet each other and meet face-to-face and having fun and learning and having really difficult discussions at the same time. And so the exact shape of that, I think, is probably something that, Cheryl, you're going to be deeply involved in. And I know that you have tons of thoughts on where that's going to go. And I can't wait to see that happen, too, sooner rather than later, I think. And I think, you know, this very discussion that we're having right now about the shape of this thing we're trying to create with the North Bay Voice Project is exactly the kind of discussion that we probably ought to have, you know, at the JC or at Sonoma State or at any number of different council chambers or veterans buildings, and just invite people to come down and talk. And you know, maybe there's an academic around who wants to lead that discussion for us. We need their help because this is a shoestring budget. We've got to do it. We need people's help to get involved, and that really would make a difference. So,
meanwhile, back on the web page.
Yeah, to answer your question, the website now has a submit button. A very simple submit button, so people can come to the website and
that website is
NorthBayVoice.org. And NorthBayVoice.org right now has some early functionality where we invite people to come and submit a report, submit an article, submit a letter to the editor, submit a photo gallery, submit a photograph, you name it. We have the capability to have contributions put onto the website now.
So you got pictures of snowfall, for instance, over the next few hours or days.
Right. You know, it was very interesting to me. Today I'm driving here, right? I wish I had ridden my bike, but of course it's pretty miserable outside. Driving here, and I think, I can't remember the radio station I was listening to. It was on AM. It may have been KCBS, and they mentioned that the National Weather Service is promoting the Twitter hashtag WXReport. Anybody who's using Twitter can report inclement weather or significant weather. And of course, if you use Twitter, you know you can also include a picture. And they're asking that people do whatever they can to geotag their Twitter posts. And that's just something you turn on in the program on your device, whatever it is. It says, you know, use my GPS or somehow, do a geolocation tag to my tweet. That way, anybody can go to Twitter now and search WXReport and use the advanced search and find tweets near you. And instantly, you're going to come up with a litany of different people in the area who are tweeting a picture of what it looks like outside. Because, of course, right now, everybody's waiting for the snow. So if you want to know where the snow is falling, there's this instant capability. It's fascinating to me. So I digress.
Or you can submit it to us. That's kind of where we started, right?
Yeah.
Submit it to
actually, that's a great point. No, our role is to seize on that. The National Weather Service is telling millions of people to use the hashtag WXReport. Well, if you go search right now, you're going to find thousands of reports across the country. That is something that a little widget on the homepage. We haven't created it. Of course, there's still a lot going on behind the scenes to make North Bay Voice work and everything ready for the influx. But ideally, what I would like to do with something like that is put it on the homepage as a tweet feed. And it doesn't necessarily need to be branded Twitter or tweet or anything. It's just a feed of posts or a feed of reporting. Some of them have images about what's going on in Sonoma County or Mendocino County or Marin or Napa County with regards to the weather from people in the field live in real time. And that, I think, is that's just a couple of administration clicks of a mouse to put a feed like that on our homepage so people don't have to go to Twitter and search, you know, because there's a few hoops you have to jump through. Our role is to curate that. Our role is to take a really powerful hashtag, put it on our homepage for the people who come here because they want stuff on the North Bay, and there it is, and it just works.
And there it is. So, or will be. Yeah. Perhaps by the time you're listening to this, it may actually have been translated into reality. Who knows? We have talked at some length. We will come back and do it again for you soon. Cheryl Scholar, thanks very much for being with us today. I'm Bruce Robinson with Jake Bayless. Join us on the North Bay Voice.
See you soon.